Chapter 1. A Telegram for Dr. Watson.
At Dr. Watson's house.
Are you free for a few days? I'm going to the west of England. Murder at Boscombe Valley. Come with me. Leave Paddington on the 11:15 train. Holmes.
Well, my dear, are you going?
I don't know. I have a lot of patients to see.
But Dr. Anstruther can do your work here. You like working with Mr. Holmes. Go with him to Boscombe Valley.
You're right, my dear. It's 10:15 now. I've only got half an hour.
Half an hour later at Paddington Station.
Watson, over here. It's good of you to come. Wait here, please. I'm going to buy our tickets.
Later, in the train.
Do you know anything about this case, Watson?
No, Holmes. Is it murder?
It seems so. The murdered man's unfortunate son is in prison now. He's the main suspect.
But you don't think he's guilty, Holmes?
No, I don't. A simple case can be very complex in reality, my dear Watson.
Holmes begins to tell Watson about the case.
The McCarthy family lives on the estate of a rich gentleman, Mr. John Turner, in Boscombe Valley near Ross-on-Wye.
Where does Mr. Turner's money come from?
That is rather a mystery, Watson. He is not from Ross-on-Wye. He came to England from Australia about 20 years ago. No one knows anything about him.
Were Charles McCarthy and Turner friends?
I think so. McCarthy was also in Australia for many years.
Has Mr. Turner got any children?
Yes, he has got one daughter. Her name's Alice. She's 18, like James McCarthy. Mrs. Turner is dead.
What is this Mr. Turner like?
Rather introverted. He hasn't got many friends and he isn't sociable. He likes staying at home.
And McCarthy?
They say he liked horse racing. There are rumours that he gambled a lot.